welcome to this week's episode of Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you would like to get in touch, please, please do. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. My TikTok handle is amybutler66, AmiButler66, or my Instagram DMs are always open, amybutler96. Let's get on with the podcast. Hello, my anonymous friend. How are you doing today?
Hello, hello. I'm good. We're not in the same room.
We are not in the same room. I wonder if it sounds any different. It probably
does. It's strange. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like I just introduced you as like a children's presenter.
It's fun. I appreciate it. It's fun.
Guys, people who are listening, dear listener, we've had many a tech issues trying to do this week's episode, so forgive the deliriousness, please.
It's been a journey.
It has. I think it's taken about an hour, which is not fun.
No. I mean, me and you like a chat, but
an hour of just trying, let's record this, see how this is. Let's turn off this, see if this works.
Testing.
Oh God. Okay, but we've got it working now. Hopefully.
Okay, yes.
I just had to double check I was recording then, because that's the last thing we need.
I think I would have just left and not returned if you weren't recording.
Welcome to Asexuals Anonymous with me, just me. Which it might be that some weeks, so that's nothing to joke about.
No, it's just very serious.
Very serious. So yeah, we've both had good weeks. I'm going to watch The Lionesses tomorrow. Very excited.
Very, very exciting.
Got last minute tickets, so
hopefully it's, you know, positive things will happen and it's a sign of what's to come with the Euros.
Praying.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous, but you know, do you know what? Nervous just means you care.
Yes, it's very, very true. It's a nice way of looking at it. Have you got any life updates for me? How's dating school going? Been on any dates recently?
I've had my first date of the year. Please, round of applause me.
What?
I know. It's no secret to you, though, because you were there.
I was.
We had a little
Galentine's date.
It was good. Do you know what? It was actually really nice. Nice way to kick off the dating season or the dating.
Yeah, we had a great time. Someone bought a whole tray of tequila shots at the table.
Yes, they did. Didn't they? Anonymous friend. Right, well, let's get on with this week's episode then.
Let's do it.
Okay, this week I thought that we could dive into some of the messages that I have received. And actually, we've had so many messages, like more messages than I thought we would.
Oh, wow.
I know.
I've seen a few of them. Like, you have shared some really, like, nice ones as well, but
yeah
it'd be good. Let's dive into the DMs. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, actually, emails. So email number one, I am going to keep everyone anonymous because no one has stated that they he says no anonymity. How do you say that?
Anonymity
needed for me personally. Okay, so this guy, this is from Richard. Hi, Amy. I discovered your TikToks a few years ago and I absolutely love your podcast. Thanks for doing it. You are so welcome.
Oh, that's nice.
I discovered that I was ace when I was 40 years old, and it's a subject that I wish had been talked about when I was younger because it's had a positive impact on my life. It's why I'm so grateful for people like you creating content. If you're looking for stories and or guests, I'd be open to it. I'm out, so no anonymity. I don't think I said that right. Needed for me personally. Thanks, Richard.
Well, that's amazing. That is really good.
That is amazing. We should absolutely also get him on to do an episode.
Yeah, definitely. I also think he is absolutely spot on right. I think more education is needed in general in the world for people growing up and struggling with identities and things like that. I think, obviously, even compared to when I was a bit younger, it's grown so much from what it was then to what it is now. But I think, yeah, I do think if young people are made aware of the different areas and different communities and different things that they can feel, and rather than, you know, this is how you should feel, this is how you should behave, this is what you should do, then I think it will make more people comfortable with it. And like we said, hopefully it gets to a point where it's not a thing. In a good way, it's not a thing.
Yeah, exactly. No, I completely agree. Like, even the change in society and talking about different sexualities, etc., has changed within the past 5 years or however many. Maybe it's because I'm like, you attract the content you want. So yeah. I obviously do get like a stuff up and I see it more in my life, in my everyday life. But I do think in general, things like that is being spoken about more, which is great.
Yeah, I think so. And I've seen more things. And again, it might be the same as what you said. Obviously, you attract what you kind of is relevant to you and what you know. And so it could just be that. But yeah, I think more education would only benefit people. But that was a really nice message from Richard. So thanks.
Nice. Thank you, Richard. Yeah, really, really nice. It would be lovely to sort of hear an older person's perspective of things and thoughts and sort of their realization story as well.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be really nice. Yeah. Should we do the next one?
Yeah. What have you got for me?
So the next email I got is, let me just check to see if she wants to be anonymous. Doesn't specify, so I'm going to keep her anonymous. So her email title is called Love Your Podcast, It's Really Helped Me. Aww. She says, hi Amy, what started as a quick shout out turned into a much longer message. Sorry about that. Do not be sorry. Thank you so much. I recently stumbled across your podcast and I really connect with what you're saying. I'm 52 and it's only now that I've realised I'm ace. For the longest time, I thought of myself as a failed heterosexual because I wasn't strongly attracted to men, but I also didn't find myself attracted to women. I've always wanted to truly know someone before finding them attractive. I never realised that some people could feel turned on and want to have sex with someone just by looking at them. That concept feels so foreign to me. It seems like it would objectify the other person. For me, sex was always more about expressing love with someone I was close to in a relationship. Orgasms were rare, and while they were nice, they didn't feel like the earth-shattering experience others often have talked about. Culturally, I've noticed it's not uncommon for women, especially mothers, to not be into sex, likely due to the energy drain of parenting. I even used to joke with friends, am I asexual or just tired? But looking back, there was clearly more to it. I've been going through so much lately. I started therapy after my partner of 18 years came out as bi and shared that he'd been suppressing his hypersexuality. It was during this time that I realised I must be ace. Since my early 20s, I've been a strong ally to the LGBTQIA+ community and have always felt safer in those spaces than in typical heteronormative ones. Still, I'll admit that being ace can sometimes feel like the least glamorous part of the LGBTQIA spectrum. At my age, I feel very alone and isolated navigating all of this. That said, I'm deeply inspired by younger generations, how aware they are and the inclusive, fluid spaces they've created for gender and sexuality. Thank you for creating a platform where stories like mine feel seen and heard. All the best.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's a really, really lovely message.
That is the nicest, most validating message, is it not?
Yeah, and you know what? People, what I've noticed that from the messages that you've shared with me is people are sending like longer messages. Never say sorry for sending us a long message. Like, we love to hear all of your stories, and like if we can give advice, we give advice and everything like that. So it was really nice to have a deeper insight into someone else's experience and someone who's actually experienced, you know, being with a partner and just feeling like they're not doing it the right way, and then kind of come into the realization a little bit later after, you know, having kids, after being married, being in a relationship, having like a long-term partner who then also changes, not necessarily changes, but realizes their identity. So like, there's so much to unpack, and it's nice to make it feel like there's like, because me and you always joke about, you know, telling people to come and join our gang, there's only two of us. But it is nice to have people who are chatting to us and, like, wanting to be part of our little gang and hearing their stories and the fact that they can listen to this podcast and relate to it is, I think it's really cool.
Yeah. I love that message. It was really nice. Like you say, there was a lot to unpack there, but yeah. Really, really appreciate them saying all of that. And I guess being a little bit vulnerable. Yeah. That's the whole point in this podcast. It's like, it's giving people the space to be vulnerable and sort of share things without having to actually put a name to it if they don't want to.
Yes, it's safe, and we're welcome to literally anyone, like, whatever you need to know, whatever you want to say, as long as it, you know, it's not offensive, yeah, then you're absolutely welcome.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'm gonna feel all warm and fuzzy after this episode. What are you doing to me?
I'm turning you into something.
Emotional.
Yeah, so she said, I'll admit being ace can sometimes feel like the least glamorous part of the LGBTQIA plus spectrum. I feel like I really got that, and I completely
preach.
Agree. Yeah.
I feel that.
I feel like a lot of things can be glamorous in a way, or like it's a very, I know it's sexuality and it's all about sex, but all of the other sexualities is about sex, whereas this is about the absence of sex or the absence
of attraction. I also think, and this is not necessarily not true of other sexualities, but I feel like the term asexual is often used as like a really negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, back in the day, people would use gay as like when something is not good, and use it and have negative connotations and things like that. But I feel like there's different branches, and obviously there's always going to be people who are homophobic and things like that. But like, it is, I agree completely, it probably is the least glamorous one. And it's not that we're here to be glamorous, but when you fit into a category and it's a category that tends to have negative connotations and it's a name that's used as a bit of an insult for someone, yeah, who, you know, doesn't want to have sex or hasn't had sex for a long time or can't get into a relationship through whatever reason. Yeah, we want to be a little bit more glamorous.
How do we do that? How do we be more glamorous and less, like, how do we be more like a place and a space where people want to be and are proud to be?
I feel like it completely links to what Richard said in his message. It's just to do with education.
Yeah.
And I think going forward, if more people hear about it, more people learn about it, because, you know, growing up, people would use negative, they would use the gay as a negative thing, whereas now it's not as common as, I mean, as far as my experience, like we always say, we're not experts, we don't live other people's experiences, but in my experience, people don't necessarily use it in the same derogatory way as they did.
What, the term gay or asexual?
Gay.
Yes. No, definitely.
That used to just be, when I was growing up, that used to just be thrown around all the time, yeah, if something wasn't good. So you would hope, you know, that if that's moved along and people are realising, you know, you can't use sexualities as an insult or as a negative word, like you're saying, a swear word. I think maybe with education, possibly, yeah, it will become slightly more glamorous.
Do you know what, also, I think it does take people to be out and proud about it and, like,
yeah,
like almost shouting about it, because if you're proud about something, they can't use it against you. If it's something you are proud about and you're happy about and you're open about, in a way, they can't use it to weaponize you, or they can't use it as a weapon.
Yeah, no, I agree.
They can't use it against you if it's something you're happy about.
Yeah, no.
So I think
I agree with you completely.
Yeah, I think it will take for people to be like happy and proud and talking about it more people to realise it's not a bad thing and they can't use it as a negative against someone. Does that make sense?
And it's also, perfectly, that makes sense to me anyway. But also, I think it's about understanding. I think, like you said, if people do speak about it, if people are getting educated, if people are more proud about it, then people will actually understand that it's not just if you don't want to have sex. Like, it goes, there's so many layers to it, there's so much more to it. Like, there's a big, massive umbrella of all the different types of asexuality, and I think you just kind of have to shine a bit of a spotlight on it for it.
And I totally appreciate the fact that, like, it is such a massive umbrella and there is a lot to learn. So not everyone is going to learn every single thing about it, but I think it's just having more of an open mind about it and definitely not using it as a weapon against someone and what's it called, an insult. So I think education is obviously the number one step and the key to everything, but I think hopefully in time there'll be more of us talking about it and being proud and making it more normal, I guess.
Well, you know, me and you, we went to 2024 Pride.
Yeah.
So maybe 2025 Pride, we'll rock up, we'll be there. We can have our gang with us.
We have a little gang. Oh, we should. We should get a little ace gang. Let's do that. Let's call that something. Quickly, I haven't seen the new Bridget Jones film just yet. I very much plan to. However, I did hear that they use the term asexual in a bit of a negative way, just like what we were talking about. And I'm interested to see it for myself and see what they've done. But I've heard that's what they've done, and I'm a bit disappointed. But until I've seen it, I'm not going to, you know, kick off just yet.
Well, you can tell, if they say something, you can tell Bridget I'm very disappointed in her.
Yeah, I'll let her know.
Keep me posted.
I will do. I think I've got like a smaller message. Let me just check. So for this message, someone DM'd me on Instagram, which I love, obviously. But they sent me a ball emoji and said, "Can I also get my ball back? Fellow Arsenal WFC ace here, and enjoying adding Asexuals Anonymous to my ace feed."
Nice.
Love that. Love that. Thank you so much for messaging. And I think the last message we're going to talk about today is from someone on TikTok. They DM'd me and said, "Hey, just listened to the first two episodes of Asexuals Anonymous, and I wanted to say thanks so much. I'm currently questioning if I might be ace, and I just felt so seen. Honestly, thank you and your co-host so much." Aww.
Oh, I got a shout out too. I appreciate that. I appreciate, because it's probably quite hard for you guys because you have no idea. You can't see me, so I appreciate the little shout out. Thank you very much.
You deserve it. You do.
Thanks. Oh, thanks.
You do
babes.
A good job on here. Very, very proud.
Thanks. Do you know what? I've got to say, I really enjoy it. I didn't think that I would enjoy it as, I knew we would never have a bad time, but I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I have in the experience of kind of me and you getting together and recording the different episodes and just being able to just word vomit and find out about other people and their experiences and your experiences. So
it's so nice, isn't it?
I'm going to say thanks to you as well.
To me?
Yeah, you know, sure I did.
Oh, thanks. A shower thought that turned into an actual project. It's so nice as well because I didn't think as many people would listen as they do. I also do put these up on YouTube, but I only put the audio up on YouTube. I might start putting the visual of me. I don't know if that would be interesting for people to watch, but it might be more interesting than just like a grey screen or just the logo. So I might look into that. But we did check the downloads just before we came and recorded, and the numbers are just bigger than I ever thought they would be. And especially this last week, because I didn't put anything on my TikTok to like advertise it or anything. And there was loads of downloads already. And I don't know if my like analytics? Analytics?
That's
how do you say that word?
Yeah, analytics. Analytics, you got it. You got it in one.
Oh, doubted myself. I don't know if they show all the plays or just the downloads. So more people might be seeing it as well. If you are listening, we would love for you to comment on the Spotify or on, I don't know if they've got it on Apple. I only use Spotify. And you can comment on there.
Yeah, leave us a little review.
a little review comment. I think you can rate it. Obviously subscribe. Ooh. And downloads really, really help as well. So yeah, that would
and
be
tell your
amazing.
Friends.
Tell your friends, guys. Tell your friends. Get everyone involved. But yeah, I'm really, really proud of the little community that we're building. It's really
Ace
sweet.
Ace Gang.
The Ace Gang.
Ace Gang.
Oh God. Okay. I think we were going to wrap it up there. I think that's a really wholesome, lovely episode.
Yeah, no, it was really nice. I think from you said going forward, we're going to have a look at a couple of comments like at the start of every episode.
Yeah, we'll have a section, I think, of like messages and comments, and that'll be the beginning of each episode, just so we don't have to do like a full episode of messages all the time, so we're constantly catching up.
Yeah, because we've got quite a few to get through, so
we're not
ignoring you. We're coming, we're getting there, we're coming to you.
Yeah, and we really do appreciate all of the messages we get. It's really lovely. So yeah, we're going to dedicate a bit of time in every episode to the gorgeous messages we're getting. So that is this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Do all those things we were just talking about. Comment, rate, download, like, subscribe. I don't know what else you can do. But anything to help push the episodes out there and, yeah, create the community that we want to be in. Thank you so much for listening. Have a lovely week. What did I sign off with before?
Coming in your ears.
Coming in your ears next time. Okay. Oh God, we really need to sort that out.